The largest health center in the state, the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center, begins to reopen today for all the care postponed during the COVID-19 surge. There are lots of challenges ahead for the center as it sits in one of the hardest hit areas of the state. This morning, we visit the center with WBUR's Martha Biebinger for one example of what going to the doctor will look like in the COVID era.
The new normal begins when a patient makes an appointment at the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center. A link will pop up on their phone that includes a questionnaire.
At a minimum, it will be asking you whether or not you have a fever, cough, or cold, screening for COVID.
This is Manny Lopes, the center's CEO.
And then you would also go through a registration process, all on your phone.
Instead of standing in line to check in for an appointment, that will all be done in advance.
In the very near future, your locator on your phone would ping us that you've entered our facility, either in the parking lot or walked into our building, and that would notify the department that you are here for your appointment.
So that someone inside can take you right from the elevator to an exam room. But first,
do you have any cough or fever?
Another screening in the front lobby of this center that's open 24/7 has an emergency room and takes care of most adults and children in East Boston. There are masks at the screening station for anyone who did not bring their own, and everyone must clear a temperature check before boarding the elevator.
Two people per elevator?
Yes.
The elevator opens to face a registration desk and waiting area that will get a lot less use going forward. But just in case your exam room isn't ready immediately, there are new stickers on the floor, blue circles with a pair of feet in the middle, and some familiar instructions.
The sticker says, please stand 6 feet apart. Thank you for social distancing. And it's in Spanish as well.
Dr. Matusi Chalume is the center's medical director for family medicine. His staff has been racing to prepare for today. During the surge, this floor became the sole destination for all children and adults who had to be seen but did not have the coronavirus. Sick patients were directed to another building with many services all in one area. Now the center is dismantling that consolidation. It's a work in progress, says Chalume.
We're kind of reinventing things, and if we open the floodgates, it'll quickly overwhelm us. So we want to start it off slow and kind of build it up as we feel more comfortable that we're all on the same page. So I can take you back.
Having skipped the waiting room, no more magazines and well-used books and toys, I'm ushered down a hallway that will have arrows on the floor and walls, says Dr. Jackie Fantas.
Kind of like the grocery store, you know. It'll be one way, yeah.
To minimize contact between people as much as possible, the center will also reduce crowding in exam rooms by asking patients to come alone. And they'll try to limit the time a patient and clinician spend in this enclosed space. But everyone will be masked.
And that will keep them safe. And please come get the medical care that you need.
Fantas is doing Facebook Live sessions and other public events, telling patients they do not have to be afraid to visit their doctor. But there are so many questions. Will patients want to come in, or will they prefer to stick with telemedicine? Does the center need to reserve a lot more time for same-day sick visits? Dr. Catherine Silva says the first phase of reopening will focus, per Governor Baker's instructions, on possibly urgent problems, things she cannot assess in a phone or video chat.
People who are concerned about lumps, often abdominal pain, pelvic pain, headache, conditions where your physical exam is going to be important to narrow your diagnosis and to rule out things that would be very concerning.
In this first phase of reopening, the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center is aiming to have 25% of visits in person and deliver 75% of care via telemedicine. Lopes says he'll adjust that ratio based on what he learns about patient demand.
Unfortunately, it's not a light switch. Looks more like a dimmer switch. We'll dial that up slowly, almost similar to what the state's doing and what the city's doing.
And based on whether coronavirus cases increase. 29% of patients tested at the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center last week were positive for the virus. That's 3 times higher than the current state average. In the midst of all this juggling, Lopes is still trying to figure out how to cope with $5 million in lost revenue for all the care patients have postponed since mid-March. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.